George Clooney's dyed hair for Broadway role gets negative reviews from fans. By Paul Bois on April 19, 2025. Fans have responded negatively to actor George Clooney dyeing his trademark salt and pepper hair to portray legendary newsman Edward R. Murrow in the Broadway adaptation of Good Night and Good Luck. George Clooney debuted his dyed hair look during a recent interview with CNN to promote the new Broadway show, which prompted some poor reviews online, mostly due to the fact that Clooney had previously earned the Sexiest Man Alive label while proudly displaying his silver crown. The critics seemed unaware that he employed a style change for Broadway. According to the Daily Mail, Clooney had previously joked that his drastic hair change might not go over well at home, admitting that his wife Amal and their 6-year-old twins likely wouldn't be thrilled with his new look. "My wife is going to hate it because nothing makes you look older than when an older guy dyes his hair," Clooney told the New York Times in February. "My kids are going to just laugh at me nonstop." The actor engendered severe backlash after Trump defeated Kamala Harris in the election, with Democrats squarely placing the blame on him for encouraging former President Joe Biden to drop from the race. Reports later indicated that the actor felt he was being used as a scapegoat. Speaking with Jake Tapper of CNN this week, the actor defended his decision once again. "Well, I don't know if it was brave," Clooney told Tapper. "It was a civic duty." Clooney admitted in his op-ed that he noticed signs of Biden's cognitive decline prior to his debate with President Trump, when the two met for a fundraiser with former President Barack Obama. For some reason, he did not call for Biden to step down until after he bombed on live television in his first debate with Trump. Clooney told Tapper that he wrote the op-ed to finally tell the truth. "When I saw people on my side of the street not telling the truth, I thought that was time," he said. Clooney also admitted that some people are still mad at him for writing the op-ed, considering that Vice President Kamala Harris not only lost the Electoral College but also the popular vote to Trump. "Some people, sure," he responded. "It's okay. You know, listen, the idea of freedom of speech, you know, the specific idea of it is, you know, you can't demand freedom of speech and then say, but don't say bad things about me. Well, that's the deal. You have to take a stand if you believe in it. Take a stance, stand for it, and then deal with the consequences. That's the rules."